Hello.
Hi, I'm having a word with Nancy.
Yes.
Hey, Nancy, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. How about yourself?
Okay.
Glad to hear that. Nancy, I am the senior project manager over here at Penguin Book Writers, and David informed me about your concern, so I personally wanted to get on a call to discuss what the concerns were, and I'll be more than happy to guide you through.
Okay, so the first thing is that the final manuscript was sent to me and it had all kinds of errors in it. The text was not aligned on many pages, and there were some other issues, and I sent Patrick a detailed list of all of those things. And I still did not get a corrected version back. So I'm a
Sure,
little
I
concerned.
personally will check on this.
Okay. The other thing is, let me just see here. I'm looking for the email. Let's see. I'm just trying to find the email that I sent him.
Sure.
So bear with me one second.
Sure, I'm here on the call.
Okay, let's see. All right, so I basically, hang on, let me just see. I just want to look for that particular message that I sent him with all the issues.
Sure.
Hang on. Maybe I spoke to him about it. I'm trying to find that message.
I'm here.
Yeah, I think it was a discussion. The text was not centered on each page. There were commas in the middle of a line. The text was there are two sentences of text on each page. And the first line of text has a comma. So some of the text from the second line was on the first line after the comma. It was a mess. And it was on many, many pages. So it just seemed to me that nobody really was editing it very well, and that a final version was sent to me with all these errors on it.
Okay, just give me a second. I have pulling up the file as well. Perfect. Nancy, I have the book open in front of me as well. And before we discuss anything as well, I must say that the book really looks cute as well. And I really like the book and how you have gone through the illustrations and everything. So is that you've written for your own?
You're breaking up a bit.
Is the voice any better now?
I don't know. Just you break up periodically.
Okay. Any better now?
Yes.
Perfect. So I was saying was that I have the file open in front of me, and I really am inspired by the book as well. It really looks mesmerizing to me. So is this something that you've written for your own grandchildren? Because I see that Cooking with Grammy. So is it something that you've written for your grandchildren?
I wrote it inspired by my granddaughter and other things and, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Perfect, because the illustrations and everything really looks good to me, and I am checking on the edits as well. And is there a specific page that you can mention as well? I'm just scrolling through.
Well, again, I thought I sent him a detailed list of all of the pages that were, or let me find the, you know what I should do? Open up the version that he sent me. So let me just find that.
Sure, because I did not get in touch with him right now. I was in a meeting, and before I could even connect with him, I preferred giving you a call first so that I can hear your side of the story, and then I can make a decision with him, and I can have these things catered through him as well. So that is one of the reasons why I wanted to get on call with you first.
Okay, so on Friday, November 3rd, I received a message from him, the revised manuscript, in the 8x5x8x5. This is the version that has all the mistakes in it. So I'm going to open it up, and I'm looking at the PDF version. Okay. So first, on the cover page, the word story, the text is much bigger than the name and the... do you know what I'm saying? Are you looking at it too?
Yep, I get that. I see that.
Okay. All right, so the word story is too big. That's on the cover page. On the next page, you can see where the text is after the comma should be on the second line. So there should be two lines of text separated by a comma after the first line of text. So page two
that.
Is not correct. Okay, page two is not correct. Page three is not correct. Let's see. Page four is missing a, page eight is missing a comma. Page, what page is this? This is page... 10 is missing a comma after the first line of text, and there's a separation where the comma should be. Let's see. It looks like the other pages are okay with the text. But all those pages that I mentioned to you, the first line is either missing a comma or there's text from the second line on the first line where it shouldn't be.
I get that. And if I understood it correctly as well, so basically we just have to keep it in two lines. And how the team did right now, that is completely incorrect because they're starting the second line that has to be in the next line. They're starting the word from the same line after the comma. So we'll just divide that.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and the comma should be in the, after the first line of text in the right place. Also, on where the recipe is on page 20, it needs to be condensed so the recipe fits on one page.
Okay. I see that. The Mickey Mouse pancake recipe, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So
perfect.
I guess they could get rid of the spaces between the ingredients, and maybe all the directions will then fit on one page or
yep,
make
I
it
think
a
there's
smaller
one more thing.
Font.
If we instead of making a smaller font, what if we try to have a table created over there, like with three different rows where we mention all the ingredients so that it's more of a checklist sort of thing as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's fine.
That.
Yep.
Perfect.
That would
I'm
work.
Just making the comments. Okay.
And let me see what else. Oh, my picture is on a page by itself without the about the author. So shouldn't my picture be on the same page as about the author?
My picture
is taking up the whole page.
Yep, we can do that. We can do that. Give me a minute. Just checking on that as well. Okay, how that would flow with your content. Yep, we can surely include that within the same page. I can have that taken care of. Give me a minute.
All right, like
the size
is,
of the picture
like
would be a bit smaller, but
right.
We can include that.
Yeah, like it is about the illustrator. That's how it should look, all on one page, right?
Perfect. We sure can take care of that. I do get the concerns, and absolutely, they're all legit. I personally will get in touch before I what I'm going to do next after the call is I'm going to get in touch with Patrick, and after that, I personally am going to have a word with the editing team. There's one more thing that I am going to check. I'm going to have a word with illustration team as well so that we can try working with some fonts as well to give it a more children books look. So I personally will be on top of it.
Thank you.
Before we move forward as well, Nancy, what I am going to do is, because I see that the whole book is worked on in a Word file. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to check with my illustration team as well if we can have it composed in a more crisp and clean look in the Photoshop file, because that is going to give your book a more crisp look. And with that,
great.
If we work on Photoshop, we can play around with different fonts as well. And so what I'm going to do is, instead of me sharing the whole book with you, let's share a sample of one or two pages with you to get an idea how the version would look, and I am definitely sure that you're going to love that, and we can then proceed ahead from there as well.
Okay, that's fine. And also, the other thing was, I had the standard package, mm-hmm. which says mm-hmm. that 100% of copywriting is included, but Patrick told me that am I going mm-hmm. to get do I have an ISBN number and am I copyrighted? But the package already mm-hmm. says that copywriting is included. So that is very confusing. What is the situation with that?
Sure. Let me shed some light on that. So currently in the market, if you go for any publishing or if you offer or if you search for the types of publishing, there are two types of publishing that are currently going on in the market. One is the traditional publishing and the other one is the individual publishing. So what we do from our end is we are an individual publisher where we give all the ownership and all the copyrights to the client. So whenever we mention that 100% ownership and 100% copyrights belong to the author, that means that you are the sole owner of the book. Nothing, not even a single penny is going to go on us. And once we deliver the project, all the ownership is with you. So what we try to say is that not even a single person of royalty will be given to us. Like any other publisher, what they do is when they're working on any sort of editing, when they're working on any sort of formatting, they sign a contract with the client where they keep a certain percent of royalty despite the client publishing the book from their end. So what we try to explain by this point is that all the ownership, all the royalty, that totally belongs to you. So the thing that Patrick might be talking about, that might be legal terms. And for example, he might be asking if you have the copyrights filed for your book for having it saved from any other work as well. So whenever you write a book, any literature work, any audio work, you need to file the copyrights with the government as well, so that all your work, that totally belongs to you. So the line that we mentioned,
okay.
that's us. Yep.
Now, that was never mentioned to me before last week, so that was a big surprise. So,
okay. Because the owner,
do
whatever,
I have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go
yep,
ahead.
What I was saying was whenever an author or, for example, if I am starting to work on a book as well, usually 99% of the authors, they file their copyrights right from the start so that they can make sure that their work is not copied. You know how the situation is these days. So even before someone starts completing their whole draft, they have a copyright file where they take the ownership to their own end. So
no one explained that to me. At the beginning of this project, no one asked that question to me at the beginning of the project, so I don't know anything about it. So how do I go about doing that?
We sure do assist that from our end as well, but that would be at an additional price. Let me do one thing. I'm not going to quote anything at all right now for you. I just need to do one thing from my end. Moving forward as well, I'm going to be keeping my conversation very clear with you as well. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have a word with David, and I'm going to see how your correspondence went with him in the initial stages. And once after that, I'll check with Patrick as well. And from there, whatever the nominal cost would be, what we can do to assist from our end, I'm going to let you know about that. And regarding the ISBN number...
No one ever mentioned an ISBN number or copywriting. No one ever. That never came up until last week in a conversation with Patrick.
Okay. I really need to dig down on that as well, because these are the things that clients cater from their end in terms of the ISBN number as well, in terms of the copyrights as well, because whenever a person is working on any of their file, they make sure that they have the complete ownership. So they file the copyrights from their own end. And regarding the ISBN number, it's the same case. That is something that the clients always provide from their end. But what I am going to do is I'm going to search a bit on this. I'm going to check with Patrick as well. I'm going to check with David as well. And whatever the updates on this will be, I will communicate with you. And whatever I can do from my end to keep the cost nominal as well, I'm going to share the same. So nothing to worry about. You have me on board, and I'm going to take care of this for you.
Okay. And where are you all located?
I personally am working from the California office, Bakersfield. So we do have offices in different states. We have in Houston. We have in main office in New York City. So you have multiple offices.
Okay. Got it.
And
all
perfect.
Right.
And right,
well,
what I am going to do is just allow me. You're most welcome. Nancy, I personally am going to drop you an email as well from my end, and I'm going to drop my personal number as well. It could be possible that you might call me and I might not respond, but you can always drop a text, and within as soon as I get free from my meetings, I'm going to get on call with you right away.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, Nancy. Thank you so very much, and you'll hear back from me within a day or two with the update.
Thank you.
All right?
Okay, great. I appreciate
Thank you so very
it.
Much, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
You're
you too.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.